Wow! That's the Metal Enema on SolarFallRadio.com.
I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Epicac. Oh, do!
Freaky Friday!
It would just be kind of the same deal. It's like Freaky Friday. It's like, wake up as you. Oh, fuck, I don't want to get up this morning. God damn, gotta go to work. Fucking hate my job. Well, I guess you guys really got a perspective on what it's like for the other person. Not really.
No.
Fucking hate all these idiot
God
people.
Damn motherfuckers in my. I'm gonna burn you all alive.
Well, except like your version might be like, ugh, this fucking hair. This hair. That's it. It's coming off.
Yeah,
and then,
right.
then we switch back. And we're like, son of a bitch! So, how you doing, everybody? It's another week, another show. You know, next month we're going to be a year old. Well. That's newborn.
Your old kids do that too sometimes.
The developmentally. You don't feed
Trapped
them
in
anything.
Closet?
But yeah, we're going to be this version of the show, the Solar Fall version of the show,
right.
is going to be year old because actually we're, oh my God, we're going to be
we are 12 years old
total this year. Yeah, it is.
Completely infantile.
Yes. One of those kids whose brain is kind of. On the outside, so their body doesn't grow, and the brain kind of calcifies over.
Oh.
And have you ever heard of that?
No.
Oh yeah, there was this kid that I knew growing up whose mother was friends with the family who had a baby like that. Basically,
Shit. It
was just forever like baby-sized body because part of its brain was on the outside of its head, and the exposed part of the brain was just calcified, and it just sat in this little mechanized chair like some kind of Kashiro Otomo creature.
Is he always like spinning around? Hello, father.
Yeah.
Father's having to put the mattock
down. Damn it. What are you doing, dad? This is highly irregular.
That just, all I can think about, because I haven't heard of that, but what we do have at work are lots of pictures of the little babies that are born without faces.
Yes.
Like their faces aren't really fully formed, and so they have to go through multiple surgeries, you know, using muscle tissue from, you know, their ass and stuff to form jaws and things like that. They had one on somethingawful.com.
Yes, that's the famous one.
Yeah, and we found some more pictures of other children like that. And it's just horrible.
They always look like the Muppets that are like the supporting character Muppets that they don't spend as much time on. You know,
right,
it's just kind of eyes glued on top because they're just stunt Muppets.
It's like mostly head and kind of the eyes, but they're drooped down as if it's melting.
Like a Pekingese?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They look like Pekingese, but little babies.
Yep.
Speaking of babies and fucked upness, we had this contest today for name that baby. And what you were supposed to do was bring in a baby picture of yourself up to like 5 years old. And then you post them anonymously and everyone tries to guess who it is. And so somebody at work was saying, why don't we post pictures from uglybaby.com? And I turned around and I was like, why don't we just post pictures for, you know, pictures of missing kids off the FBI page, and we can do some good and change it to find that baby contest. And everyone got upset with that, which is a good thing. I didn't suggest my other idea, which was post pictures off of missingangel.com or missingangels.org, which is the pictures of the stillborn kids.
Yeah, not to be confused with Charlie's Angels.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, well, missingangel.org, I think, is this community of people that have stillborn children. They dress them up in their newborn clothes and take pictures with them or take pictures of them.
As if they were alive, basically.
Right. One of the horrible ones that really kind of freaked me out was a picture of twins.
Oh.
And they're facing each other. One's alive. One's
dead. I've seen that picture.
Yeah.
That is like the most necro thing I've ever seen.
And the stillborn children are fucked up. They look black metal because their face, the skin
is sunken.
Gray.
And
yeah, it looks like it kind of got smashed.
They all look like they're members of Cold.
Right. But then they have like pieces of skin missing. So you can see the kind of neophyte muscle tissue underneath. And they're fingernails are all purple and everything else is kind of white and gray on them. So what we're going to do is take their pictures and put black metal paint on them.
Yeah, because that's true grim necro.
That's right.
Only death is real. So, wow. Yeah, that's horrible.
What's even worse, and I think she needs to be on our MySpace friends page. There's a MySpace page out there. It's called something like Mommy of an Angel or Mommy of a Little Angel. it's a lady's MySpace, this 21-year-old girl's MySpace page about her and her stillborn child. And the page is fucking ugly to look at because you have to go through 3 feet of different texts and stories entries that are all visible just about, oh, I loved holding you in my arms for the brief 30 seconds that you were still drawing breath. And then there's all of her friends are other women that have had stillborn children. Oh, no. And some of their icons are the pictures of the dead babies.
Oh, no.
It's this completely fucked
wow,
up.
Wow, talk about a weird hobby.
God damn, I'm surprised there's not a web ring about him. You know?
I bet there is.
Missing Angels web ring
oh,
support.
Man.
There's a kind of a more realistic subculture that I've seen in investigating all this, which is the mothers of children that have accidentally died.
Oh.
And so that's like, you know, the 5-year-old that drowned or the 4-year-old that
now,
was huffing paint and stuff.
That...
Well, that's why you go to Miami Ink and get a memorial tattoo, memorial portrait tattoo.
Well, I just think I do.
Cat.
You know, I have to admit that girl is kind of thick around the middle, but there's something about her. I think it's because she reminds me of this
She's
girl.
Got that husky voice.
Yeah, she reminds me of this girl I was kind of like into back in high school, and she was great because like. She was really built, and she was into like hard rock bands. And she wore like Rat and Motley Crue t-shirts and stuff like that. And she'd come in and always whatever was on the t-shirt always looked 3D because she had such big tits.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, whoa, cool. You know, it's kind of like one of those. Remember how they had the plastic mold t-shirts for a while, where it actually looked like Eddie was coming out of your chest. It was like a little rubber and you know latex thing.
It was like that, but with her nipple sticking out.
Yeah, nipple stabbing out of the hand. Yeah, exactly. Lisa Duke. I really dig the tattoo sleeves on girls. I think it looks better on girls than it does guys. Because it seems like it's becoming more common with girls to have like a really elaborate, like one arm tattoo
Japanese
sleeve. Yeah, it's Japanese style or whatever. It always looks good on a girl who has like a nice, slender, girlish arm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a long arm. You know, a long, thin arm. It's pretty awesome. And then there's girls who look like they took a honey made ham and tattooed it.
The girls with the 7-hour hourglass shape.
Yes, or the girls who have a butt that makes it look
like
a
centaur
chopped in half. Oh, memories of shows.
Centaur chopped in half. You're so fat, your butt looks like half a horse.
This is the reason John Tardy didn't write lyrics. Quick news. Obituary got signed to Candlelight.
Woo!
Wow. That was unexpected. That's like kind of the most traditional American band that Candlelight's definitely ever dealt with. But I think it's a good choice.
Shit.
And if it means that Obituary's kind of coming back into form, that's not a bad thing.
Totally.
So.
It means I might be able to tour with John Cougar Mellencamp or something.
Yeah. Or Lynyrd Skynyrd.
That's right.
Yeah, right on.
Three.
Yeah, John Tardy getting out there and play, you know, singing on Freebird.
If I leave you tomorrow.
All right, so we've got a great show as we always do. They should cover it. All those old Beavis and Butthead jokes about Freebird. You know, they should just do it. All right, so we got a great show. We got a lot of good stuff. I'm not even going to go ahead and list it. Watain's our band of the month.
That's right.
We're going to get to that shortly.
We still have some other new stuff that we previewed last show.
Yeah, we don't want to
I can do it in a big.
We don't want to cram it in all at once. Well, we do, but not on the show.
Yeah.
But so we're just going to
not musically. We want to choo choo.
So we're going to go ahead and just jump right in. This is a Texas band that we've played before. It's Gamicide. This is Chemical Imbalance.
It's out on the bay, it's a city of pain.
Thank you.
That was Sepultura with Hungry.
The single least known Sepultura song ever.
On the planet.
That was a that's on Beneath the Remains, but it's just like
Hung for your pizza. Hung for your pizza.
Hungry for your pizza. Give me a slice right now. I hungry for your pizza. I just
sorry folks, I've got some sort of tumor in my throat that makes me either alternately cough horribly or sound like I'm a donkey.
Well, I was looking through the playlist of songs to play, and I was like, we haven't played Sepultura in a while, and I was like, Hungry? What's this song? I was like, what the fuck? I literally didn't remember it. I was
you
like,
realize I mean, eyes red as blood.
Seriously, I felt like I never heard the song before.
It's oh, like, yeah, no, I know that song.
I know. It's just really weird, though, because I was like, it's like I know the first six songs, and then it just kind of, it's all a blur. I don't know. Lost time listening to Beneath the Remains. So what else
it's
do we
like
have?
A UFO experience. Speaking of UFOs, we had Unholy Forces of Evil from Immortal and Chemical Imbalance from Gamicide.
Yes, yes.
And we had an update from our web content researcher. Apparently, the chick on the MySpace page had two
dead babies.
Dead babies. That's a sure sign you shouldn't breed.
Seems like I don't want to like keep talking about this forever, but I mean, well, hey, why not? It's our show.
That's right.
I was just thinking that the impression I come away with from these people is that they've still got the baby corpses around, like yeah. Like they keep them around, like
they just
a, like
go take
a,
them
like,
and have them freeze
like dried. A, like a toy or like you know like my favorite stuffed animal that I keep on my bed. You know, it's like
well, you know, along those lines, there's services that will freeze dry your pet,
right?
And you know, have them in a natural pose, usually sleeping,
yeah,
so that you
yeah.
can just kind of have them around, sitting in the window or whatever.
Right,
until
right.
Rock. Apparently, there's an upgrade you can get that they will put in a pressure sensitive motor in the in like the cat or the
oh,
dog,
so,
so that
like
when you're
purr.
Petting them, it'll start purring.
Oh, that's how hard is it to get a new cat? You know, it'd be different if cats were extinct or something.
Right,
you know,
right. I guess the closest thing for that in people is you have to jam a lit flare into
yeah
the,
to keep
into
them warm while you have sex
warm.
With that's it. Right. Yeah, yeah, that's an old Vietnam trick. Yeah, things you learn in the bush to improvise, semper fi.
Hoorah!
All right, well. I wanted to share this with you because we always end up talking about work stuff, but that's okay because we're usually kind of the social heretics at our job, so we get a lot of different perspectives. And also, those of you in Europe who listen to our show can just really kind of get an impression of...
Fuck, I'm glad I don't live over there.
Yeah, I'll keep being on the dole, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so I always talk about this little slutty girl that I work with, and this... Okay, she's trying to go on the straight and narrow now.
Oh, yeah?
And not, like, fuck guys indiscriminately, which is what she's been doing up until now. And
what's her body count up to?
I don't know. Probably like a Chinese graveyard. But she's on my chat system.
Yeah.
She kind of has taken to asking me advice because I'm, like, the only guy who hasn't hit on her.
Right. And she was the one that had was annoyed by the guy she was text messaging who was talking really lasciviously to
right,
her.
Right, even though she'd initiated
she had
it.
Again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, in fact, it's funny because I was listening to that show the other night, just double checking, and that was the one with like, hi, how's it going? My cock's slapping you in the mouth. Yeah, no, that's the same girl. Anyway, she's going on about how she's decided she wants to be celibate for a while, and I'm like, yeah. I mean, also, why? She's single and she's 23. I mean, you don't have to be a flaming slut, but I mean,
maybe
you know.
She's getting a callus down there.
Yeah, seems like that would be easier to take. You know, yeah. It's like you can really rail me, and I won't even feel it. It's awesome. She's going on and telling me about this, and I said, "Hey, I who am I to criticize if that works for you? Go for it. You know, I don't think it's a terrible idea.
What,
it's
celibacy or fucking everything that moves?
Both." And she then goes on to tell me about how she was really having a bad morning. It was Monday morning because. She had this really naughty dream and she felt so guilty when she woke up. She immediately had to pray for forgiveness. And I went, you are one conflicted chick. Cause not, okay. She's half Jewish and identifies herself as Jewish, but yet she's also half Irish and she's a Christian and she's an alcoholic, not an alcoholic,
yeah,
but she's a heavy drinker and she's,
that goes with the Irish part.
And she's a slut. Which goes with the Jewish part.
So, well, who the fuck did she pray to then?
God. She's a Christian.
But she Jew for Jesus or something?
No, she's just a Christian.
Just Christian, okay.
Yeah. Deeply conflicted. The funny
what was her dream?
She didn't say. I did ask her. I said,
oh, okay.
I said, well, was it something that, you know, normally you wouldn't be all right with? I mean, I was thinking maybe it was some kind of weird lezzy thing.
I was hoping she'd
let me know about that. But no, it was just normal having sex with a guy. And I mean, she didn't really elaborate, but it was kind of obvious that's what it was.
But it was you?
No. No.
There's this one girl at work that she's like Ecuadorian German or something like that.
Sounds exotic.
Yeah, she would be if she wasn't a stupid fucking bitch. Could speak English.
Stupid exotic.
She can speak English and German, and she just got a job on our like procedure writing team, which is hilarious since her written English is pretty bad. Anyway, we were musing that the only way that she would get excited sexually is if you showed her a rusty nail.
Why?
Well, to jam it in her, of course.
What? Whoa.
We get a little twisted at work.
So. Yeah, okay. I just didn't understand the context. Well, anyway.
No more.
All I can say is that that girl telling me the story about her feeling compelled to pray actually felt bad. Oh, the other...
Maybe she had just watched that World's Biggest Gangbang video.
Oh, yeah.
Was imagining herself in the middle of that.
I don't know, man. If that's what was going on, she didn't let on. One other thing.
Oh, and by the way, Jasmine St. Clair cannot be the gangbang queen. Why? Because a lot of those 400 that they were counting as part of being that were just like jerking off on her face.
Yeah, they did that with that other chick who had like 600, apparently.
Yeah, Asia whatever.
I haven't even seen those because I was going, why do I want to see like glimpses of one girl being surrounded by like 10 guys' asses?
Yeah.
You know, what good is that?
You might as well just call it the world's biggest bukkake with a dick in her.
Right. It doesn't appeal to me at all. Oh,
the world's ookie on the cookie queen.
Woo.
Except she's the cookie.
The elephant walk queen.
Switch.
Gross. So on that note, we got Watain.
I guess it could be the world's rusty trombone queen.
World's Cleveland steamer queen. Well,
that would be Veronica Mosier.
Yeah. So we've got Watain sworn to the dark as if they needed any more exposure.
Right.
I mean, in all fairness, I mean, it looks like they're really going to break it open with this one, even more than I would have imagined. They've kind of just snatched up a whole circle of...
Sons of bitches.
Yeah, really. Who do they think they are? Dissection? Anyway, they've got the new album, Sworn to the Dark. We're going to be playing songs of that all month, and we're going to go ahead and just do our standard double shot. This is Legions of the Blacklight, and following that, it's Satan's Hunger, not to be confused with Hungry from Sepultura.
Hung for your Satan.
Beyond. Thanks.
Wow, that was Satan's Hunger from Watain, and before that, Legions of the Black Light. Na, 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 na. Something, 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 something. Da, 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 da,
da. Legions of the Black Light. Da, 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 da. Chosen Sons of Snakes. Da, da,
da, da, da. All this time.
Now the horns.
Yeah. Shoopy doop, shoopy doop, doop. No. No, not just yet. Sounds like Rex in Effect. Remember that? Rump Rex Shaker? Like from like 1991 or something. All I want to do is a zoom, a zoom, 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 zoom,
boom, boom.
Yeah, they had like this horn loop that was really obnoxious. And the reason I...
Oh, no. All I can think of is just when our cell phone's trying to acquire a signal through some through like a stereo and it goes... This poison from...
I don't remember who did that, but yeah. And I said that weird little breakdown beat. Yeah, all that awful... All that awful early R&B stuff. The only reason I was even familiar with any of it was because there was this Wigger kid who lived next to me in Jester, and he was blasting that shit 24/7. Like, that Beastie Boys album that came out. Not the first one, but it was just the one, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Or whatever. Over and over and over and over and over.
What you
yeah,
want.
Yes. Constantly.
It was Check Your Head or something.
Yeah, something. Woo-woo! Kill your idiot neighbor in the dorm is what they should have called it. Well, anyway, so they're on tour.
Beastie Boys?
No!
Awesome!
With Watain.
Oh, even better.
Actually, it's Angel Corpse, Watain, and Noctmystium. They're playing in the U.S. They're coming to your town. I don't have the listings. You're going to have to check on any of their myriad of MySpace sites or blabbermouth.net or wherever you get your metal news.
Or the latest Metal Maniacs, I believe, had. Oh, okay. Last month's Metal Maniacs had a big
I am going to be going down there to
Actually,
Champa.
Go to Temple of Watain.
Templeofwatain.com. That is the place to go. I'm sorry. Templeofwatain.com for all your Watain news and Bailiwick. And
your sticky wickets,
yeah, your Lincoln Logs and your Tinker Toys and all that, and they're going to be in Tampa on the 19th, mm-hmm. So I will be there doing a little bit of coverage of the show,
excellent,
as best I can. Going up to,
I won't be because I spent my airplane ticket money on cocaine for my upcoming birthday. So.
Nice,
yes.
Yeah, that's right. Your birthday's
leather,
coming up in about a week.
Leather couch and glass tabletop and big white fur coat.
Yes. What about the girls? Did you? Budget for them. Well, you know, the idea is that if you have all that
cocaine,
other with all that other stuff, they should just sort of materialize.
Exactly. They just kind of come into the camera.
Yeah,
off
it's like
stage,
it's like you're
right.
Sort of paying for them indirectly by buying the cocaine.
Right.
All right.
They're an accessory.
Yes, yes.
Since they're mules.
Oh yeah,
they'll
yeah.
Be bringing
the cocaine, they'll just vomit it up onto
right,
the table,
exactly.
And then you'll lay it out, and then you'll all
right.
Fuck. All right, awesome. Two birds with one stone. One other little work detail I wanted to share with you before I forgot. Remember, I was talking about that obnoxious little mousy girl who has dyslexia.
Yeah,
talked about
in
her
Laveau.
And yeah, she's in Laveau. She is a busybody, and she always
Even
wants to
better.
It's not in a good way. She always wants to be in on the conversation, and so we're all sitting in our cubes, and we'll be talking about something across the cubes from each other, and she'll pop up from her cube all, what are you guys talking about? You know, and we're always, like, joking about just having a hammer at the ready and just, bah, you know, just hitting her in the head. But my friend Jacob and I at work were joking about today, like, painting up a whack-a-mole
yes.
system, like actually just getting a cardboard side of a cardboard box, cutting the holes out, painting the holes themselves red, and then painting the top yellow, and then actually just with a piece of duct tape an actual hammer that's hanging off the side of her cube, and just putting it over the top of her cube before she comes in and have it just say whack-a-mole.
Yeah, but you gotta spell it like whack-a-loam.
Yeah, whack-a-loam. Here's another thing about her that I didn't mention before. Whenever she's faced with anything she's not okay with in terms of the working or you know, being assaulted, she cries.
Wow.
Like, yes.
Wow.
Yes. It's the most passive, aggressive shit I've ever seen at a job. Really. It's fucked up. She'll be at her desk crying.
like when a new procedure comes out or something?
No, not when a new procedure comes out, but like her main thing right now is that she basically has been gold bricking for like 6 months because we haven't had a proper management base. And now we do. We got this guy who really knows his shit. He's like managing the entire fraud team. We've been absorbed by the fraud team.
Oh, wow.
And so he's coming over and whipping us into shape. And it's good because it means it's going to make our jobs better. And actually we're going to be, everybody's going to have to pull their weight. And she's just out of her mind upset about this because she's basically been doing nothing for 6 months. Like, all this fakey reporting shit that actually doesn't really exist.
Sweet.
You know, one of those people who just, you don't know what it is they do.
Yeah, well, that's what I do at work. So.
Right, right. But she's not getting away with it anymore is the difference. And so she's been crying about it.
Oh, yeah. That's so sad.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it just makes us all want to kill her more.
Sounds like she needs a Panzerfaust dildo.
No shit. Well, anyway... I'm trying to like see about convincing the belligerent, useless black guy that we ended up getting on our team to like pit him against her, like make him think that she's doing stuff to him, you know, kind of do a Loki move where I like pit them against each other, and then he flips out, beats her up, goes to jail, gets fired, she quits because she's traumatized, you know, and that'll be the end of it. They'll both be gone and it'll be great. So, you know, I got to get working on that. But in the meantime, I think that whack-a-mole thing would be good stuff.
So. You'll have your very own version of Black Snake Moan if you're careful.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be your black useless coworker with your half Jewish Irish Christian hooker breath chick chained to his desk.
Yeah, less said about that, the better. Immolation has an EP out, and in about a week they're going to
Hope and Whore.
Horror.
Hope the Whore.
Hope and Horror is the name of the EP, and the album is called Shadows in the Light, which we previewed last week. And Ross is always bemused when I go, yeah, I heard the new album. He's like, well, how'd you do that? I didn't send you the promo yet. Like, well, you know. So, anyway. Oh, by the way, for the record,
the record label sent us the promo. Wink.
Well, we played a version of it that actually one of the channels was missing. We were talking about how the mix was odd.
Mm-hmm.
The mix isn't odd. It's just, it was messed up. So we've since rectified that, but we're not going to play any of that because they're going to be band of the month next month.
That's right.
So you're going to have to wait, but we are going to play their new EP in the meantime. It is already out. It has a DVD video of them playing live, including Bill Taylor, who is really quite the badass. I mean, anybody who can keep up with Bob Vigna has got to be good. And they have a new video out that's floating around. You can go to everlastingfire.com and take a look at that.
That's right.
I like it a lot better than their video for Harnessing Ruin because this time Ross has a mic.
Microphone, yeah.
He's not just humping the camera. Like, it really looks like he's like giving it to a girl while he's while he's singing in the mic. He's all, you know, come on, yeah, oh yeah, So no, all right. So this
good
is
good thing. It's not like the Jenna Hayes blowjob video where it's point of view blowjob. So he's
yeah,
like,
you like that. You're all
smack that fucking titty.
This is Den of Thieves, Immolation. Hey, all right, we're back. That was Winter with Servants of the Worstmen. Ooh, and before that, Offermod with Chain to Redemption. Before that was was Immolation, Den of Thieves. Wah!
Bah.
Yeah, bah! So, great stuff, great stuff. Really liking what Immolation is doing. I think it's really a big step up from Harnessing Ruin. They kind of dial it back a little bit, and now they're like full force again, and I'm excited. I was just suggesting here to Agaporn. Oh, by the way, this is the Metal Enema. I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Agaporn Sepikak. You're listening to SolarFall.com.
SolarFall Radio.
You can visit us at myspace.com/metalenema or
write us.
Type to us at metalenema@gmail.com.
No complaints, please.
That's right.
So I was thinking about...
Only praise and adulation.
Exactly. The others we have a spam filter for. That's anytime right. It says sucks, it just goes into... yeah. So, Watain had that song before. We played it on the previous break, Legions of the Blacklight, and I was suggesting that for their video, it has to be the band in some stoner teenage kid's room with, like, blacklight posters everywhere.
They're phosphorescent paint.
Kind of have, like, a deep wide-angle lens where Eric's kind of leaning into the shot, you know, but and you can see all, like, the dust on his black t-shirt.
All the dandruff.
Yeah. Dandruff and dust and everything. Legions of the Blacklight. Just got, like, the Panther poster and the Led Zeppelin poster,
Grim Reaper,
Grim Reaper skull poster and everything, you know. Then they're wearing like their corpse paint is like, you know, safety green, kind of like Aberim or something. That would be unlikely. So Last King of Scotland,
yeah, we were discussing over the break whether or not we had actually seen Black Snake Moan, and
yeah, no,
it's true, neither of us have, but yeah, naturally it led to Last King of Scotland,
which is another movie with black people in it, and I like how you've gotten your smoker drinker laugh going.
Yeah, I know.
yeah, smoke through the hole. Oh my god, that's weird. Gross. That is really weird. It works though. It's kind of bizarre. So anyway, last game.
But yeah, they have the deleted scene with the helicopter.
Forrest Whitaker in the helicopter. That's what they took that out because they were afraid it would make them lose the Academy Award nomination.
That's right, because somebody would just go, "God damn, that is so ludicrous. That never happened."
It's like, I can't believe they went with that. You know, and what I also pictured was in the helicopter. It's like just a shot of Forrest Whitaker, you know, as Idi Amin, and then the pilot, and they're flying towards the people on the post. All no, no, and he's all ha 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 ha, and then it shows them all no, no, and then they just take the same footage of him laughing in the helicopter. It's just upside down. Ha 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 ha, zop 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 zop, ha 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 ha. It's just that cheap move that they used to do in movies where they just flip it upside down. Or like, remember if like a guy was like getting shot down an airplane, they do the whirl thing,
right?
Like, whoa, whoa! It's just the one frame and it's just spinning around, you know, just kind of like that.
Or when they do the double penetration shot and it's got the one shot of from behind with both things going in the two things, and then switches because the girl's going, oh yeah, she's got a dick in her mouth, and it switches back and it's still her looking over the same shoulder with the same movement going on, and she's, oh yeah, yeah, and it switches back. Yeah, it's fucking porn.
Multi-angle. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Stock footage.
God, we talk about porn an awful lot on this show, considering
this show is.
Yeah, but we're not really one of those. There are those sites and public like zines and stuff that try to marry the two, like, oh, metal and porn.
Right.
Yeah,
this is
like,
not,
that's not what we're doing.
Yeah, no, this is not Grimoire of Exalted Deeds.
Yeah, and it's also not what,
because it's funny. We're trying to be more like the audio version of Where's My Skin, except we're not as fucked up.
Yeah Well, not as drunk.
That's true.
Yeah, so that's the main difference. All right, so anyway,
we are working on a tracheotomy.
Yeah we got the tracheotomy going.
Can you just drive on by?
Also works for imitating primordial dwarves.
Oh yeah,
if you need to hunt them out in the wild.
Yeah. Little mouse children. Yeah, you got to get them when they're in season. They only live to be about 20.
That's right.
Well, we have Mayhem with their new album Ordo Ad Caeo, and I like it. Although personally, I know we were already debating this.
Mm-hmm.
I already made a point of forgetting all the lyrics.
Yeah.
They are not Dee Mysterious, Dom Sathanas lyrics.
No.
But
what can be?
Yeah, true. And I guess Attilo is just kind of like, whoa, what do you want? I'm not going to... I don't know. They have the song Wall of Water. Walla Walla Washington, and there's a song Wall of Water, and it's basically just the, yeah, there's going to be a huge tsunami that's going to destroy all society and technology and wipe people from the earth, yeah.
Fossilize all.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like a great.
Well, the counterpoint is it's not the Latter-day Maniac lyrics like off of Chimera from the song Rape Humanity with Pride.
Oh,
that's the out. That's the song title. Rape Humanity with Pride, but the lyrics are just like, inside my head, I hate you all, and I'm thinking of ways to hurt you in a lot of ways. And the castle in my brain runs red with your blood. Oh, why I oughta?
It's like Rip Taylor all of a sudden. Yeah. Oh my God! Oh my God! I think they looked at that and went, get out. We're bringing back someone who was tried and true. I mean, in fairness, that guy did write some really interesting lyrics for the first half of Grand Declaration of War, yeah. And definitely for Wolf's Lair Abyss.
With my reconstruction, my deconstruction.
Oh yeah, bitch. No, that wasn't very good. Well, it was the delivery that was the problem. All right,
I have whiskey dick and I can't come for days.
He's a maniac. That's my show. So. Deconsecrate is the name of the song. Oh, and if you're going to get the album, which you should, get the aluminum embossed.
The special edition version.
Special edition that I've got right here.
Oh.
It's got a aluminum embossed slipcover. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. It's, you know, full. It's fully screened, you know, like four color process on here.
Yeah, the front and back is basically what the jewel case looks like.
Right, right. But yeah, it's crazy. So I was really pleased to get a special
edition. I didn't even know there was a special edition. So
see, I like really crazy. I like crazy packaging. You know?
Oh, I do too. I just didn't know there was.
Yeah, no, so I know. But that's
by the time I had placed my order, it came. It was just the regular version.
Yeah, and then so. I showed up. I got it at the store, and I was like, "Hey, look what I got, dude!
Son of a bitch!"
Well, there's a Watane Digipack out that I didn't know about.
Oh!
Although I don't always like the Digipack. Sometimes they're cool. Sometimes they're awful. It's a crapshoot.
Yep.
Like that self-destructing Krieg Digipack a couple of years ago. The one that they didn't glue at all. That was pretty funny.
It was a do-it-yourself. Some assembly required. Yeah.
Tab A into slot B, and you have Rise of the Imperial Horde. All right.
Tab C into hole D. And then repeat.
Yeah. All right. So we've got Mayhem with Deconsecrate. This is Ordo Ad Ceo. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sadite. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
That was 1349 with I Am Abomination Incantation. Before that did Deliverance of Horrific Prophecies and Mayhem Brought Us Deconsecrate.
Now, I saw some... We were looking at that footage of 1349 on YouTube from the most recent tour.
Yes.
And their singer, Raven, he gets up there and he kind of hypes the crowd. He goes, I am! And everybody goes, Abominate! Well... In fairness, they don't all do it. Like 5 or 10 people go, Abomination! Yeah. And he knows what's going to happen. So he goes, I am! And then people are like going, oh! And then they all go, Abomination! And then he goes, I am! And everybody goes, Abomination! And then they play the song. Right, I mean, it's right. A good way to sort of force it on an unwitting crowd. But we were thinking of the wino version of the 1340 wine.
It's like, oh, man! Oh man, abomination,
some bitch. Just 1349 fronted by a wino.
It'd be like that band LSD.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You fucking shit ass.
That was actually. I saw them live that with Guar. That was weird.
That guy
was either an incredible character actor or there really was something wrong with him. Because I ended up like chatting with him out in like the video game and pool area of the back room.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I actually kind of hung out with him and he was real friendly, but he was just so weird. He's all what was his name? Stanley. That's all he went by. It was Stanley. This guy from this band LSD. I mean, they were like this kind of gimmick band, and it's like basically three cock rockers with like this. Homeless guy on vocals, and oh god, he fucking smelled. It was weird because I mean, I'd heard like, oh yeah, he smells really, really bad, and then like, you know, he was kind of walking around,
like the white version of Wesley Willis,
yeah, something like that, and he didn't smell. You know, I was like, huh, maybe this is just exaggerated or it's hype or whatever. Then he got on stage under the lights, and I wasn't even standing that close to the stage, and whoo, I could really smell him. It was just it wasn't like
starts cooking under the heat lamp.
It wasn't like a piss bum. But it was just like B.O. Like,
yeah,
and
it was just when you
like this old
start smelling like asphalt, like dry asphalt after a real misty sort of rain.
Yeah, wet asphalt.
I can smell his dirt.
Yeah, and he also like just kept wearing the same clothes forever. So he kind of looked like if Dead from Mayhem was like a businessman. Because he had like a blazer on and like slacks, but they're all rotten off him. And it was really strange. It's weird. It's just giving me this big rush of memory about that one time I actually saw them. And they had like a handler guy who'd come up in front of the stage and like during between the songs, he would like look down at the set list and he would like kind of put his fingers out and like point to which song. And then, you know, the guy would look down and be like, oh, okay. You know, and anytime like he played the harmonica and a couple of other instruments too, like up on stage, but they wouldn't let him just have them up there. Like the handler had to run up there when he was like in the middle of another song. Like I guess when he's supposed to do his part, guy would run up and like drop the harmonica in his coat pocket. And then he'd kind of just absentmindedly just reach down there after like 2 minutes later and reach out and kind of, it's like, that's so weird. It's like he's either putting it on really well or he's really like that, you know. And his best line, he was all about like triumphing in yourself or something, because he kept making these speeches up on stage. What did he say? Oh yeah, it was at the end. It was funny too, because like, you know, he had all the tattered coat on and everything, and he kind of had this weird. He was almost like a character invented by Tom Waits, you know. And he's like going, "Before we leave, I just want to say, you know, don't ever let anyone take your self-respect, you know." And he had like the arm of the coat was hanging off, and this kid jumps up and grabs it and tries to pull it off him, and he like jerks back. He's like, "Don't let him take your clothes either." Which is pretty fucking funny. I mean, it was kind of cool. I'm not sorry I saw it. I mean, it wasn't meant to last, but and I'm sure.
Well, with the single on the album called You Fucking Shit Ass.
Yeah.
How much staying power
I liked
you
that
really
song,
think?
Actually. It was kind of funny because it's just about talking about people that are just such dicks and, you know, you're going to kick all their asses or something. It was kind of almost like AC or something, but. The thing that was funny to me, though, is like when that band completely fell apart and the hype behind it just dried up in the wind, I'm sure it was real easy for the singer to go back to his old life. Oh, well!
Real life is a calling.
a lot of you guys are going to have no fucking clue what I'm talking about, but there's
people here that don't have homes.
Well, no, that's not what I meant. The band was called Life, Sex, and Death.
Right.
That's what LSD was in that cute. Just type in Life, Sex, and Death, and like I'm sure there'll be some pictures
or
of the guy floating around.
Fucking shit ass.
Yeah, some fucking shit ass. Yeah. That's what it's called. Yeah. Try that, and you'll see a picture of the guy. You'll see what I'm talking about. It's really strange. Three cockrockers and then this homeless guy. Really weird.
Sounds like Six Dicks.
Oh, yeah. Six Dicks. Yeah.
Just awesome. Making a comeback.
Yep, Six Dicks.
Coming to your town soon. Yeah.
I looked that up online. There's no mention of it anywhere. It's totally underground phenomenon, Six Dicks.
All right.
Anyway. And that's not that has nothing to do with that one girl at work that I'm aware of. I should have asked. That's what I should have asked her when she was telling me about her awful, naughty dream. I should have said, did it involve six dicks? So anyway.
Were you rolled in flour and had the wet spot aimed at?
Well, she's not really fat.
Oh, okay.
No, she's a tiny little chick.
All right. I was thinking of the fat chick at work that sits behind me that was going through the Jack in the Box website going, oh my God, this horrible sandwich has more grams of saturated fat than this one does, but this one that's got less fat look at the sodium content. And I said, why don't you just eat some carrots?
Well, wait, because she was actually eating Jack in the Box.
She was trying to decide...
See, I don't do that.
Trying to decide which horrible fast food sandwich from Jack in the Box that she was going to eat and complaining about.
Good God. You know,
how much
when I go out and
eat
garbage, well, I don't eat garbage. I try not to eat at fast food places, but we have a lot of amazing hamburger joints
right here
in town. When I go to a hamburger joint, I don't give a fuck. You know, I that's not why I'm doing it. If I want to eat healthy, I stay home and eat healthy. It's not that hard. I don't understand that.
Just the true irony of the fat chick complaining about how horrible the fast food she's about to eat.
Yeah, it's just awful.
This is horrible. So good.
Just like my...
Then they went to Red... We have a Red Robin that opened up nearby, and they have, like, bottomless fries.
Oh, man.
And they're steak fries.
That almost sounds good.
They are tasty. But she was eating her sandwich, her cheeseburger again, and she was like, Jesus Christ, there's just so many fries in here. The girl that went and got them said, yeah, and they have bottomless fries, so you could have gotten more. And she's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's
I would have been in there forever.
That's so repulsive. That's just like the people that, like, they're smoking, and they say, hey, you got a light or whatever, and like you go, oh, no, I don't smoke, and they're like, oh, good for you, it's terrible. Puff, mm-hmm. Puff, puff.
Well, what's funnier, though, is today I have my gay cough going on. And my manager was like, so do you want like this allergy pill? And I said, no, I declined. And the fat girl behind me was like, oh, whenever I take those, I just fall asleep on my desk. And I said, so are you taking those every day?
Oh, I love work burns. Work burns are the best, especially when they're people you don't like. Ah, the work burn. Especially when you're nailing someone for not doing their job and everybody thinks it's funny. That's the best. Ah, awesome. All right. Well, we got to keep playing music because otherwise we're not going to get it all in. And you know how much we don't like that. You all right? No? Oh, my. That's fucking funny. All right.
I just couldn't get that one out.
So, on Craig.
That's what she said.
Yeah, definitely. On Craig, Canadian Quebecois band. I don't know if they're active anymore, to be quite honest. But they've got this album.
That was always my favorite monster in the first Monster Manual. Was that
On Craig? Yeah, definitely. And they had this album, Lands of War. We've played it in the past, but we haven't played it a lot.
The singer has Batman. It looks like he's from Dark Knight Returns.
Right, he's got the Sons of the Batman logo on his face. Yeah, he's got the big bat wings. Yeah. But they have this album, Lands of War, with the song Revelation 10. And I think we're going to go ahead and just knock that one out and get some crazy hyperspeed.
Revelation Xylophone?
Yeah, what's that stand for?
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Metal Enema on Solar Ball Radio. I am Agapornis Epicac.
I'm The Undertaker, and we've only got a little ways to go. That was Svartzen. Who's Svartzen in here? With Archdemon of Bina. Archdemon of Beaner. All right! Destruction of Man! All right.
Days of Whips! Days of Chains! Unholy Nights! Of Satan's Reign! Some shit or something.
Making noise.
Yep.
And before that, Altar of Perversion with Necromantia Sexualis. And,
All right!
And before that, Ankrig with Revolution Xylophone! All right. So, sorry. And before all that, we played Troll. Yeah, leading in before Svartzen, I'm sorry. The last song we just heard was Troll, and with the song called, I love the title of the song, I et Hedensgland. The whole
and
thing.
That's why I got this crown.
Yeah, if you look at that guy recently,
he did eat Hedensgland.
Yeah, no shit.
Was that the 64-ounce version?
Yeah, he's all bloated because he's still doing the Covenant. What, Nagash?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I saw this video with him, like, he's still doing the Covenant, he was on some kind of Norwegian MTV or whatever, and he's all, big old meathead and just tubby.
The little mime mask doesn't even fit anymore.
No, that was Hellhammer, but he just had
No, they all weren't.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe I'm thinking of Arcturus.
No, that's Arcturus, yeah. But no, he looks real terrible. But that Troll EP is actually kind of cool, because it's sort of like all the... You know, because Troll had a lot of on that other one, it had a lot of keyboards, but mm-hmm. This one's great, you know, because it actually is pretty raw, just very kind of like old Emperor or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was
buffet sounds overlaid on it.
Yeah. Real quick, I was going to recall when we interviewed Nagash.
That's
when
right.
When Demi Borgir was coming out with Enthroned Darkness Trump, and we had no idea where that was heading.
Yeah, no shit.
And he was going off.
I was just looking down at the other bands.
And just pissing on them.
And laughing.
Yeah, and like he was shitting on Emperor and Satyricon and Immortal and everybody. And you and I were sitting there like, fuck you!
But we did say, it's good to be proud of what you do.
And he's like, absolutely. Yeah, totally. And I remember he was really downing Emperor. And then we interviewed Ishan, and we asked him about that. It's like, did you hear what Nagash was saying about you? And he's like, oh, well, no, I'm surprised at that, because he came over the other day and he was, you know... I mean, I don't know him real, real well, but, you know, he came over and he brought the new Troll album. He's very respectful. Oh, here, I hope you like this. So, good laugh. But anyway, I've also learned that you just don't want to bother trucking and that kind of stuff, because it always just leads to confusion and bemusement. It's like, did he really say that? Huh. Okay. Just kind of like Merrimack saying that Eric Watain is just Danny Filth without the dreadlocks. Oh boy. Here comes the
Didn't
feud.
Didn't know that was coming out.
Why not? They fucking said it. Yeah, they fuck. So anyway. All right, enough loudmouthing. We've got three more songs to hit you with. This is a band called Nomenon. If you can't get enough of Left Hand Path from Entombed, this is the band for you. They have an album called Recremation, and it was produced by Necromorbus. And this is the song Buried by Me. Nomenon.
Yeah. beyond. Remember you, I was convinced. Alone I had to commit to such an again. Some always has to face the fact. The violence that come at night. I should have kept it far from the light. If I just could have erased my own mind. Reminding voices, like how you make it to die. Send to your master, you shall buy. Some have talked and concerned, told me to marry her. The rest just reminded me, oh well, to marry I'm not afraid to die.
creating abdominal emanation from carcass.
Okay, so that was the show. Man, jam-packed.
Packed full of talking and chop, chop, chop.
That was great. We'll have to do that again sometime instead of trying to pad the job.
That's right.
Padding the job. I'm the Undertaker.
I'm Agapornis Epicac.
Catch Watain and Angel Corpse on tour. Yeah, they're going to be, actually, by the time you hear from us again, they'll already be in South America. Son of a bitch.
Sons of bitches.
No, they'll be in Mexico, excuse me. They will, actually, yeah, May 19th is the second to the last date. They're playing at the Brass Mug in Tampa.
That's a great Beastie Boys song.
Yeah, yeah.
Brass Mug, bam, bam, that funky mug.
Beastie
bam,
Boys
bam,
coming
bam.
To haunt me again today. Fuck. Oh, and I like this place in Atlanta, Georgia, the Drunken Unicorn. Impale, impale, impale. Oh, I shouldn't have given it all that fucking malt liquor. Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Yo, give me that beer, I'll stab you. Holy shit.
That was that great children's cartoon, The Trashed Unicorn.
Yeah, that was a great cartoon.
Drinking all the Red Bull at the end.
Man, fuck these guys from... I just got that. Red Bull and Jaeger.
Yep.
Yeah, no,
there was somebody hunting her.
I was going... Oh, boy. Yeah, no, I was just going off. Fuck these guys. They're playing with Sadus and Obituary in South America. Son of Obituary.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why we're so jealous. I mean, well, why do we care?
It's not like we can do the radio show down there.
Yeah, exactly. So
we're going to be broadcasting live in Curitiba.
Don't rule it out. I mean, we can do this from anywhere, technically.
That's right.
All right. So that's it for us. And I guess we will talk to you next week. And no. I always say that. See you in 2 weeks.
Next week.
Next week. And...
keep one fist in your mother one foot in the gold.
Yeah, and such. All right. Watch The Shield. It's a good show.
Yes.
Enjoying it thoroughly. All right. Bye-bye.